Welcome to Who Said That with Sandy and Cade.
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
The podcast where we drill down on the 5 W's and 1 H of pop culture and lifestyle in and around South Africa. My name is Kay Salisho, a lifestyle journalist who's been in the game for over 10 years, and I'm joined by Sandy.
Hey guys, I'm Sandy, and I'm a liker of all things, and Kay, I'm ready for today's episode.
I'm glad, so let's get into it. This week, we're talking about AKA's death, memorial, and all the chatter related to the rapper's murder, Rihanna's Super Bowl performance and Vogue cover, as well as influencer Valentine's Day shoots. Let's get into it. We start on a sad note with the rapper Kiernan Jared Forbes' murder, and he was popularly known as AKA. In a shocking turn of events earlier this week, people were left in disbelief upon the announcement that rapper AKA was shot and killed outside a restaurant in Durban's popular Florida Road. So those of you who aren't familiar with South Africa, or even Durban for that matter, Florida Road is a place where, you know, in every city how you have clubs, restaurants, you know, the hangout spot, the place to go and be seen. That is where the rapper was having dinner with his friends when a apparent hitman walked right up to him and shot him at point blank range. In the wake of the news that AKA was murdered, you know there's been a lot of chatter online, not just people speculating after the CCTV footage was released, but people debating, do we need to see this type of thing? Who was involved? Who would have done this to him? And I know South Africans love a good conspiracy theory, but Lord, you guys are taking it too far. What are your thoughts on what you've seen, Sandy?
I think it's been insane. I was actually surprised that the CCTV footage was leaked, and it was so graphic. Especially, you could hear the voices behind the recording, and I feel like there was no shame to it. It was like as if you were like dehumanized to what we were looking at and what we were watching and the circumstances leading up to his death, because it was his happiest moment. He was hugging his good friend, Tibbs, who also passed away, who was also shot and killed. And we're watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how are we trying to analyze, become our own detectives? Because we know very well that, unfortunately, South African police does not have a good reputation of solving high-profile cases. We still don't know who shot and killed Senzo Maiwa, and we still don't also know some other, like, DJ somebody who shot and killed him. So many people are just trying to find answers. And the reaction has been quite divisive because Kiernan was a divisive figure. Even in the game in hip-hop, he would say outlandish things. His relationships were quite public. He was always trending on Twitter for all the wrong reasons. So we can't ignore the fact of this when we look back to his life and times. So in a journalistic perspective, it is looking at how we should cover Kiernan's memorial and his death and what's going to lead up to it. So I'm not sure how you feel, Kay, about what you're looking out for on Friday for Kiernan's memorial, because there are many, many, many things that we can look at.
Touching on your point of how we should cover this, how we should look at it, and the fact that he was a divisive figure, other things that people have spoken about and something a lot of journalists have been wrestling with in the coverage was highlighting the tumultuous nature and allegedly abusive nature of his relationship with his late fiance, who passed last year, just a few months before, you know, the anniversary of her death is coming up, you know. And speaking of conspiracy theories, people think her passing is linked to this in some way, allegedly. Also, him being a divisive figure, the fact that he didn't mince his words with a lot of things, you know. People actually did not like him when he was alive, and now a lot of them have been wrestling with how to feel about this person losing their life in such a violent way, but being someone they didn't like. So that's another point linked to it. And for his memorial, I will be looking to seeing his friend, Don Design, for the first time. As you know, Don Design is among the poor people that have been, you know, accused of being involved in this, you know, with people not even having any evidence. It's people's minds are spiraling out of control. He hasn't been seen. He hasn't said anything. Though his girlfriend, Nadia, was seen for the first time at the presser that you went to, she also has not been seen much since his passing, and she's not said anything at all. So, you know, will the family let her speak? You know, a lot of people have been commending the family for taking her into their fold, holding her and comforting her in a time where they are also dealing with the loss. So I'll be looking to that. And lastly, I will be looking to see if the controversial person who is, you know, blasting these conspiracy theories, Nhlamulo Nota Baloyi, will be at the funeral, and will he be let in or will he be thrown out?
I mean, I think one of the interesting points that you pointed out is Don Design. I was dragged on Twitter for mistakenly, you know, naming him as one of his friends, and it was actually Zazboy. And, you know, I understand people. Yes, many of us don't even know how they look like. I think many people don't know the elements of what occurred that evening.
Did you apologize to the magazine?
I did not apologize to nobody. I just had correction on my tweet and I kept it moving. But I want to see if the family would find it appropriate for him to speak. Mm-hmm. I think they're only going to do like very close friends who don't want to, who were not there. Mm-hmm. So we might see a KO, we might see Nadia speak. I think we probably will see Nadia speak. And then from the Forbes family, definitely Tony, his father. Mm-hmm. And then, Casper said he's not pitching up. So that is like out of the window. But there's one other important person, DJ Zintler.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that. And we'll be bringing you all the coverage on citizen.co.za. For our next story, we're going to be talking about Rihanna's Super Bowl performance, which I stayed up to watch. God, I was suffering on Monday. And her most recent Vogue cover shoot, where, if you recall, a few months ago, she actually released at-home photos of her son through Hollywood Unlocked, you know, and people were talking about that, like, why did she make that choice? And the founder of Hollywood Unlocked, Jason Lee, explained that people had seen the family doing the Vogue shoot on the beach and they stole pictures of the baby. And they were going to leak them, so Rihanna kind of beat whoever these people are to it. And we finally got to see the pictures on the cover. And I will just say, yes, Rihanna rocking some power. Make ASAP carry that baby.
Yes. I think it was like a great like power shift between the two of them. I know men, especially male podcasters, the patriarchal, misogynistic ones, have a big problem with that Rihanna cover. They're like, there's so much to unpack. And I'm just like, yeah, you just have a problem because he's the one, you know, doing the motherly duties, as they would say, being the more feminine side of a cover. And she's just like carrying, being a powerful woman.
She's giving big, you know, power top energy.
Pretty much that is it. And I don't know, this might be very controversial, but that photo of her was very photoshopped and the body type as well.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I'm sorry. It is. I was like, is no one talking about this? Because our girl has been a thickum since she gave birth. Okay.
And now that we know that she's carrying another one in the pack, which I think she was carrying at the time, I get what you're saying, but I'm just not going to say nothing. And for our last story, we're going to be talking about South African influencers and their Valentine's Day shoots. This week, on top of, you know, people dealing with AKA's passing and speaking about Rihanna's Super Bowl and her baby number 2 announcement, people also kind of didn't celebrate Valentine's Day. I didn't see y'all getting flowers. I didn't see y'all going to dinner. What is happening? Is it because of AKA's passing, or are you guys just like anti-Valentine's Day?
I think it's anti-Valentine's. I feel like this holiday is slowly, slowly not becoming a thing that it used to be. Remember, there was a time we were already being bombarded in January already. Red flowers, red balloons, everything in supermarkets and retail stores. I think people realize it's just a marketing tool to make us feel like, oh, we're special for one day. When honestly, guys, people in relationship, your partner is supposed to show you that in any random day. It doesn't need to be on the 14th of February. But also, I think it's become too much of a pressure, especially with social media. We see with celebrities, social media influencers, they have these ridiculous, outlandish, you know, gifts that are like roses filled in the whole house, bathtubs and everything, someone playing the violin in their room, dinner, private dinner with the private chef. It's always crazy. And I'm just like, majority of people cannot afford this. Like, we cannot have like expectations about, well, my man needs to follow Cardi B, like, cause, you know, Offset bought her a car. Like, no, it's not like Valentine's Day is not about that. Yes, it's about the gifts, but it's like the special moments about like you and your partner, you know, loving each other, but it's a marketing tool that I think people have finally realized you do not need to fall into the trap.
But I'm glad you called it a marketing tool, because a group of people who took advantage of this year were influencers who dropped their Valentine's Day shoots. And good God, we are a nation of haters. You guys were going in on people's photo shoots. People like, I don't know what Mandisa's real name is, but her Twitter and TikTok handles are Man's Not Hot.
Yeah.
People like Mihlali, people like Fuyin OG dropped their Valentine's shoots. And you guys were saying with some of the shoots that you didn't get them, or you loved them, you either loved or hated them. Mm-hmm. But the prevailing question was, why do influencers do Valentine's Day shoots? And It's for marketing, guys. They want engagement. They want you guys speaking about this, whether you loved or hated the photo shoot. You guys were speaking about it. Like with Miss Lally, who had some Michael Jackson-esque thing going on with her shoot. You know, she had the red blazer. She had the wide brim hat. But what caught people's attention was that big skirt that was made of newspaper covers. People didn't get it. But, you know, she's Miss Mihlali.
Yeah.
Hot topic in Damase. She says, you know, she's the one thing that people keep talking about. So while I kind of get the concept, I felt like she could have done the concept on a different day.
But you know why she was specifically covering that part of her leg?
Yeah.
It was because of the cast on her leg.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of conspiracy theories about how she got injured and what happened with injury, but we're not going to get into that because that's a lot of legal letters that we cannot handle at the Citizen. But it is a smart tool on her part to put that there because she knew that, you know what, even if I do show my photo, you know, without the newspapers covering my leg, you guys are still going to be asking questions about, like, what happened to my injury.
Okay, when you put it like that, I kind of get it. But I still don't like the shoot. But of the shoots that I did like, I liked, you know, Gorgeous in Bali, her and Sovo doing their formal Mr. and Mrs. vibes. I quite enjoyed Lundi London's boudoir shoot with her lingerie.
Linda Mdoba's also one was also quite nice.
I mean, I looked at it and it was aight for me. Yeah. Like, she's beautiful. You can't expect anything else from her. So she was just there being beautiful like she always is.
Internationally, I like the Bailey sisters, Hallie and Chloe.
I actually didn't see that. What did they
do? You know, Chloe's a bit, you know. She likes some
she's,
skin.
She's exploring she really does. Her sexuality as she a young woman.
And, you know, she had a beautiful red set on showing her curves. And she didn't, like, Photoshop it too much. You do see, you know, some of the stretch marks and the cellulite. So a lot of people praised her for that. And then Hallie was more, like, it was meshed up in red. With like, it was really interesting. It was very creative. Very creative. I think she also played with Mermaid, which is coming out soon. So smart.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go look out for that. But you can check out these and more influencer Valentine's Day shoots on citizen.co.za. That's it for this week's episode of Who Said That with Sandy and Kay. Be sure to listen to us on citizen.co.za or follow the Citizen News on Iono FM.